I understand that was about the time this technology sprouted. So right. What was your explanation or findings then in Healy Lake?
Well, we found it was a habitation site, which was, again, very unusual, because almost all of the previous artifacts that had been found in a road cut on top of a hill, scattered on the surface, no excavation. So this was the first good excavation of a habitation site, a living site, as opposed to a campsite, hunting lookout or something like that. So we were finding a great many utility items such as scrapers, hide skin scrapers, various, lots of burned bone, a whole panoply of artifacts, a much wider range of types of artifacts. And also it was stratified in a sense so that you could see how things changed through time. We got some radiocarbon dates of around 10,000 years. The sequence of material went right up to the present. So we were able to, there were at least 9 and probably 11 layers, we called them. They weren't real layers in the sense that a site like Onion Portage has or something like that, but we took it down in 2-inch levels, and so we divided it up into 2-inch layers, levels.
It sounds kind of impressive having those many layers at one spot. What did that result for you?
In a PhD.
Was the University of Alaska Fairbanks at the time with an archaeological program, or?
Yes and no. It was mostly cultural. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I take it back. There was some archaeology, but Father Loyens was here in charge. When I first got here, Otto Geist and Ivor Scarland were still around. The museum was up in the Eielson building, where later it was the art department. I don't know what it is now. But we had offices up in the southeast corner of Eielson on the top floor.